Do you happen to catch the semifinal match at the U.S. Open between Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic? See that? Federer is now the third-ranked player in the world. I know, Ivan, you saw it. After spending years at the top, some tennis analysts believe that he is the best men's tennis player in the history of the sport. By any measure, he's among the top five. Federer is 30 years old now, advanced middle age for a tennis player. He won the first two sets, lost the next two, but earned a break in the fifth set. He had two match points on his serve. These were the matches that, at his peak, Federer would put away. He would not give his opponent any room to believe that he could be beat. He lost those 2 points and the game and went on to lose the match. Djokovic, the world's number one player at age 24, went on to win the title. I was intrigued by Federer's loss. You know, I'm often intrigued more by losing than by winning. Despite his having two match points on his serve, on the one hand, it stands to reason that a 30-year-old tennis player cannot physically perform as he did at the age of 24. But in this match, all he had to do was to serve one of those patented aces and win. The physical part was already behind him. Just one angled serve or one boomer down the center line that he had placed thousands of times before in his opponent's court. And victory was his. At the highest level, I think tennis is also a mental sport. Among his many awesome characteristics is Federer's indomitable will. At his peak, Federer willed himself to win these points. The difference between a champion and a runner-up is mental. All top tennis players have the physical skills to win tournaments. It was a thing of beauty to observe Federer willing himself to gain that slight, imperceptible advantage that is the difference between victory and defeat at the highest level of tennis. Whatever were the reasons, advancing age, a slight deterioration of mental discipline, a momentary lapse in concentration, the memory of past losses that had accumulated and created in the meantime a shadow of a doubt in his mind, or just dumb luck, a burst of wind, or the sun glaring in his eyes. The bottom line is that he lost the match that he was winning 5 years ago. So since I'm well ensconced in my 50s, middle-aged for non-tennis players, and given that the High Holy Days is upon us, I have been pondering the life lessons from Federer's match all week. Older people cannot perform at the level of younger people. This is certainly true physically. I don't know precisely when it happened that one day I jumped out of bed like a wild stallion and the next I creaked into the bathroom. But it definitely happened. Imperceptibly at first, but obvious now. I was a hard-muscled soldier in my teens, rolling around the sands of the Sinai Desert with invincibility boiling in my veins. A couple of years later, I was 32 and a new father. And 15 minutes later, I find myself at the age of 52. I can't pinpoint the day when I moved from always being the youngest rabbi in the room to the one now that younger colleagues look to for advice and jobs, but it definitely happened. There was a time when I would officiate at marriages, and the mothers of the bride would meet me for the first time and stare at me incredulously, giving me the once-over from head to toe, the thoughts of these parents patently obvious and transparent to me. this kid is officiating at my daughter's wedding? In your 50s, you're referred to as middle-aged. That alone is sobering for me. But if we are to be brutally honest with ourselves, even that is a sleight of hand, because 50 is not normally midpoint of life. All you need to do is go to an insurance actuarial, and he will tell you that the odds of a 50-year-old being precisely at midpoint of life are, how shall we say this, rather slim. This math I can still do. Those are the odds that any insurance company would be happy to place a bet on. And if we are to be brutally honest, our mental capacities, too, are stronger in our younger years. There is a connection between physical and mental capacities. All of these physiological processes that flow strongly in our teens and 20s power our mental capacities as well. Can you do high school physics today? Do you even have the mental stamina to graduate cum laude from university now? Those High Holy Day sermons that I worked on all August seem harder to write with each passing year. But here's the thing. I still believe that my best work is ahead of me. There are many things that I can do today that I could not do when I was younger. 20-year-old tennis players can win tournaments, but they would have no clue how to organize and finance tournaments. There would be no 20-something U.S. Open champions were it not for 40, 50, and 60-year-old adults who organize and put together the U.S. Open. There's much to be said for wisdom. I can tell you with high confidence that most young rabbis would not be able to run large synagogues. I've changed my mind on that since my salad days when I was young and green in judgment and just out of the seminary. When I was in my 20s, all a bundle of wild and intemperate energy and misplaced confidence, my first significant act as a new rabbi just out of school was to accommodate my 55-year-old senior rabbi's insistence that I play basketball with him. 5 minutes later, I had broken his rib, blocking his pathetic jump shot. There's something to be said for equanimity, equilibrium, and empathy. There's something to be said for reaching the age of enjoying the sheer pleasure of saying no, or I don't know. It is comforting to realize that I have already made many of the key decisions of my life. There's a verse in this week's Torah portion, Ki Tavo, that states, Baboker tomar mi iten erev, ve'erev tomar mi iten boker. In the morning you shall say, I wish it were evening. And in the evening you shall say, I wish it were morning. It is so typical of the human condition. Whatever the time of day it is in our lives, we wish it were another time. In the morning of our lives, we wish that it were evening. Children can't wait to grow up, and modern parents discipline their children to grow up way before their time. And in New York City, forget about it. Young adults can't wait to do what older adults do. Our ambition is limitless. When we are early in our careers, we are prepared to do almost anything it takes to get ahead. Young people wish that time would speed up for them, and older people wish that time would slow down. They wish that it was morning again. They look back on their lives and wish that they could do it all over again. Maybe they would have made different decisions. It's only years later that we realize that we do not even remember the reasons for the family feud We recall with discomfort and embarrassment our anger or frustration at what now appears to us to be minor slights and inconveniences. Sometimes, with the benefit of years, we can even admit to ourselves that it was we who were wrong. It's hard for human beings to grasp that life, like the day, moves. It has a morning, afternoon, evening, and twilight. We tend to live in and for the moment. Perhaps we need this sense of permanence as a defense mechanism. All of you here in your teens and your 20s, this is your time. Enjoy and take advantage of every moment. You can do things now, physically and mentally, that you will not be able to do in 20 years. It's morning for you. Do not wish for the evening. But those of us who have accumulated some years, we can do many things that we couldn't do in our youth, when our blood was boiling and our hormones raging. We now realize that we needed to grow up. Green is for the spring of life, but the really beautiful colors erupt in the autumn. It is now that we are at our greatest equilibrium, the most balanced between physical vigor and intellectual and spiritual understanding. So I would say to Roger Federer, you may win more tournaments and even Grand Slams, but know that when your time of day is complete, there is still the afternoon, there is still the evening, and the twilight of life. And these are times of our day that are meant to be. And these are good times. Amen.